Ja. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. I'm beginning to sound like Steve Stefanski. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. So, our limud of halacha every morning is the discourse before of Yosef Dov ben Chayle, Shlava Refuah Shleima B'Korav, Pesach Shochayli Yisrael. So, continuing our discussion about what is variously known as the Kaishalach or the Koishiklach, the lulav holders that we have, which is made from woven palm leaves. So there's been discussion about that, which goes back to Salonika, to the Rishonim, and the main one who discusses it in amongst the Achronim is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer was dead against this koshikal, using this thing. I'm just wondering what the descendants of the Chasam Sofer, all the people who died in 69 at Stamford Hill, whether or not they actually use those koshiklach or whether they don't. But the Chasam Sofer said that when there is a requirement to midrabanan, to bind the luluf, binding means that you bind it tight and you make a double knot. So he says, therefore, you take a string, you take a strap, you take a belt, you take something like that, and you made a double knot, something that can't be opened. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, that's the mitzvah of Igud of the Lulav, and obviously he brings his rias. And therefore he says that something that contains no knots is not good enough. So he said, people tanya to me, oh, but the reason why we're doing it is Zer Keli Ve'anveil. We're doing it Al Snoi. We're doing it Midrabanon. Midrash, we said you could even take it Bezer Chazer. But to do it, to hold it together, and to bind it together, is a mitzvah drabonon, mishum zeh keli v'anveil, because I have to beautify mitzvahs. If I'm beautifying the mitzvahs, then I'm taking one of these woven koshiklach, and using that is a lot prettier, it looks a lot nicer, than having a piece of string with a double knot holding them together. Zot the Chasam Sofer, that beauty, noi, in halacha, is not what you judge. Beauty is not in the eye of the beholder, he says. He says that beauty, noi, is what the Torah tells you is noi. If the Torah tells you that, or Chachamim tell you, that you have to bind it with a proper double knot so that it's properly, securely held together, then that is noi of the lulav alpi halacha. And once it's noi of the sukkah, noi of the lulav alpi halacha, that's what's called beautiful, that's called Zer Keli Ve'anveil, and not what you think, you decided on your own, that this looks prettier than that. Said, if you want afterwards, said, first you comply with the halacha, put a string around it and double knot it, and then afterwards you want to put something around it to make it pretty, that's up to you. But noi of the lulav, as far as the halacha is concerned, that is the Chasam Sofer. The Beit Yosef, however, brings down from a Rikanti. The Rikanti was a Sfada Sharishan. And the Beit Yosef brings down, he says that once upon a time, I had a visit from an Ashkenazi called Rabbi Yitzchok. Says, Yehudi Ashkenazi called Rabbi Yitzchok, says the Beit Yosef. He stayed with me. While he was staying with me, and obviously from the story you'll realize it was either Erev Sukkos or On Sukkos, I had a dream overnight. I had a dream that this Ashkenazi, Rabbi Yitzchok, was a sofer, and he was writing the Shem Hashem. And he wrote Yud, He, and a Vov, and then he left a big gap, and then wrote the He. He said, and I went over to him in my dream, and I said to him, Lo zu aderech, and he said, and I wrote it Yud, Ke, Vov, Ke, with the four letters in sequence as they should be. I woke up in the morning, says the Beis Yosef, and I didn't understand what this dream was about. That I had this Rabbi Yitzchok, and he said it didn't make sense to me. He said, later on, I saw Rabbi Yitzchok who took his luluf, and he was doing the Na'anuim, and he had three minim together, the luluf, the Arovas, and the Hadassim. And either, I didn't understand the story completely, either the Esrog was far away, yeah, either the Esrog was too far away, not together, or he was only taking the three minim and not the fourth. He said, and I understood then the remez in the posuk, in the dream. Why? He says, because the four minim are keneged yud, ke, vov, ke. Yeah, each one's keneged one of the letters. He says, in the letters of the, when you write the letters in the Torah, you have to space them equally, not too far apart. And he either didn't have the esrog in his hand during the Nanuim, or the esrog was very far away. So therefore that was the remez that that was wrong. But then he says that therefore that's one of the malas of the koshikal. The mala of the koshikal is because besides the fact that the letters of Yudke, Vovke and the Sefer Torah mustn't be too far away from each other, they mustn't be touching each other. He says the koshikal has the advantage that it gives you a thin separation between each of the minim. So he says, therefore, the koshikal would have an advantage over tying them together when they're mamash touching each other. Anyway, this is the long debate that's gone through history about tying or the koshikal. I think it's fairly...
Well, also when you put the keshel there,
yeah.
you can tie it up.
What? Yeah, there are some say that that's the reason why over the koshikal you have another ring over the top and you make it tight.
You fold it together,
okay, that's a debate. It's a question I'm in the game. Maybe the Tommy the wrong side
of the London, Wednesday. Tarek Sukkos, Rabbi Yeshua Shimshon Brunner Shlita, Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. This week's Torah is a sponsor for the Yad Side of Mrs. Hannah Klein and Sholem. Hannah Basar Bavron, whose Yad Side was yesterday. We discuss Hashuim Achayim on the Chamon Shasu Vatem Nisholem Bim Heiro.
The Shus Miastim of the program, especially Reb Dudi. We're doing today's Erev Sukkos, and I think it's appropriate we should talk a little bit about the mitzvah Shiva Sukkah. So we'll learn together some Sukkim in Chumash. The Sukkim in Parshas is Emor, Vasukkos Teishvu Shivas Yomim, Kol Ezoch Bi Yisrael Yeshu Vasukkos, Leman Yedu Do Yoseichem, Ki Vasukkos Oishavti Es Bnei Yisrael, Boitzi Oisamet Mitzvahim. So we're going to go in order of the Sukkim. Vasukkos Teishvu. So usually Teishvu means to sit. However, by here, according to Roiv, Poskim, and that's the halacha, the word teishvu does not mean to sit, it means to stay. To stay, like vayeshvu, but teishvu, but kodesh, yomim rabim, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you stayed in kodesh, loshen akova, means to be there, to spend time there, that is the teich in teishvu. And therefore, one is mekayim the mitzvah shiva sukkah, even if one does not sit down. However, it is a hiddur to sit down because there are some who hold that teishvu does mean to sit down, and therefore it is a hiddur that when one's in the sukkah, when one's eating, one should eat sitting down in order to be out to the mitzvah l'chol hadeis, but he could still make the bracha leishev asukkah, which leishev, whatever teishvu means, leishev means, one could still make the bracha even if you eat standing, but it is a hiddur to sit down. The next thing we learn out from this batsukkah's teishvu is a famous drasha, teishvu ke'en toduru. That means you're only required to live in your sukkah like you live in your house. So whatever would be normal for a person to leave his house, so too he's allowed to leave the sukkah. And therefore the halacha is, achilas arai, the Mishnah says in sukkah, is mutar chutz sukkah. If a person wants to eat a snack, well, they'd have to see what a snack is. A person wants to eat or drink, not bekvias, not a fixed achilo shtia, it's going to be mutar out the sukkah. So now what is considered a kvias and what is considered arai? So we're going to see what the halacha is. So it's first of all, the Mechaber says, even though of course it's mutter to eat or drink arai chutz sukkah, the Mechaber says that a person who's machmeh even to drink only water in the sukkah, harei zeh meshubach, it is praiseworthy. A person, if you see a person even just having a glass of water in the sukkah, he's not off the map, he just knows a shulchan aruch, that harei zeh meshubach, it's a praiseworthy thing that everything should be in the sukkah, even something which is for sure has no chashivas, like a glass of water. However, the bracha leishev asukkah you only make on something which you're mechuyev. You cannot say Hashem k'dsham seisa betzivonu unless you're mechuyev. So if even a person wants to be mahada to drink, and which is correct anhaga, to drink even water in the sukkah, but he cannot make leishev asukkah unless things which require sukkah min adin. So now another... I'm sorry? We're gonna get to it. However, this is an important point that in the middle of a meal, Mishavua says that everything has a din of kvias. That means in the middle of the suda, you shouldn't drink water. Maybe he says it could be it's not kedai even just to drink water out the sukkah, because even though water is not, that doesn't have a chashivas, but since it's part of a meal, so everything which is part of a meal becomes part of the meal, and it's called already a kvias. This is extremely negated those who have a roof which you can open and close. So very often the roof, you have such a roof, it's the sukkah's in your house, and the person doesn't want his furniture to get ruined, so as soon as he feels ready, a drop of rain, he's running upstairs, or wherever the roof is, the wheel to close the roof. But he has to be careful, because not every drop of rain patters you from mitzvah sukkah. The Mishnah says there's a shear, that your person's only parted from sukkah when it's raining enough for the food to get ruined. So as long as it's not raining that shir, he's not allowed to eat and drink out the sukkah. So if the roof is closed, that's like eating out the sukkah. And if you'll say, well, I'm only drinking water, I'm not having bread or anything, but you shouldn't, it's different because it's the middle of the meal. Therefore, one has to be careful. You can close it. If you're worried that your furniture will get ruined, you are allowed to close the roof early. But you should make sure not to eat or drink anything until it's raining enough, the shir, that it would ruin your food. So that's another halach which you learn afetesh you're going to do, that achilas aray is mutter. So now what is considered achilas aray and what is considered achilas keva? So the din is bread more than a kebeya is called achilas keva. A kebeya still is achilas aray. Once a person has a little more than a kebeya, he's already chayv in sukkah. That's the halach of bread. A tafshil, a cooked food made out of one of the five grains, pasta, macaroni, spaghetti. So then this is a shiloh. Do we say that's like bread? And already the shear of a little bit more than a kebeya is chayv in sukkah or not? Mishavua paskins, that one should not eat such an amount. One should not eat already a little bit more than a kebeya of these cooked mezonos outside the sukkah. However, leisha vasukkah one should not make. Because we're always with the rulers when it comes to brachas, we're worried for bracha levatala. So we do make sure you do the mitzvah. Don't be mekel to eat out the sukkah because there are those who hold that it's chayv in the sukkah. But to make a bracha, you should not make a bracha on a cooked food, chamesha saminim, if it's just a small amount. There are two cases where you could make a bracha even on a cooked mezonos, and that is if you're eating it together with friends. So then already you can make a bracha leish vasukkah even if it's only a kebeya v'oid, not less than that. But once it's already a little more than the size of the kebeya, you can make a bracha. And also, if you're eating it as your meal, if this is your meal, that's also considered a kvias, and then you could make a bracha. So again, we have so far bread more than a kebeya is chayv in sukkah. That's always chayv. Even if a person just hungry middle of the day and he's taking a snack and he's eating by himself, it doesn't matter. More than a kebeya of bread is chayv for sure with sukkah, and you make a bracha. Cooked mezonos, pasta, macaroni, spaghetti, baked ziti, all these things. So then it's a shayla. You should be trying. It's a shayles, make sure to eat in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. And the two cases that tzavada, and you can even make a bracha, and that is either you're eating it together with friends, or you're eating it as part of your meal. That's halacha of mezonos.
Sorry, what okay, you were talking about cooked.
We're talking about cooked. Yeah, we didn't get to cake and cookies yet. So far we're talking about cooked. We'll get to cake and cookies in Mitzvah Shem. Other foods, basar, dogim, gavina, one does not make leish vasukkah on it. One only makes leish vasukkah on a mezonos, a bread, mezonos product, like we said, so far bread and mezonos. Fish, cheese, salads, all these things, one does not make leish vasukkah. However, one should be very careful to eat it only in the sukkah, especially when that's your supper. If that's your fixed meal today, very few people wash, even though Chol HaMoed, there is a mitzvah to wash twice a day like Yom Tov, but not everyone has bread. A lot of people sit down to a meal today with fish, salads, chicken, rice, and they don't wash. So one should be very careful not to have such a meal out the sukkah. However, leish vasukkah one will not make unless, like we said, you only make leish vasukkah on a mezonos or bread product.
Nash like bisli.
So bisli is fried. Bisli is fried and deep fried, and fried has a din of cooked. So bisli is not a baked product. That goes into the category which we said of baked ziti and spaghetti. And therefore, that will be the same thing. If you're having a bisli party with your friends, or for some reason this is your meal, so then you will make leish vasukkah even on a kebeya v'oid. Otherwise, one will not make leish vasukkah. Misafik.
Small mezonos you eat outside the sukkah?
What do you mean small mezonos?
Well, what do you mean by small mezonos?
We didn't really. We only discussed part of the mezonos family. We discussed cooked mezonos. Yeah, cooked mezonos or bisli, which is or dinner. So we said, once it's a kebeya v'oid, might be a shayla, but we don't make leish vasukkah. You don't make leish vasukkah unless you have one of these two cases. Either you're eating it together with friends, or you're eating it as your meal. Otherwise, a small amount of cooked mezonos, you will not make a bracha. Just by the way, rice, even though rice we make mezonos, rice is not in this category. Rice is not one of the five grains. Rice is not considered, even if a person makes a whole meal from rice, he will not make leish vasukkah.
Do you have to eat the mezonos even small enough in the sukkah?
I'm sorry, what? One should eat it in the sukkah, but one should not. One does not make a leish vasukkah unless he's eating either with friends or this is his meal. But that's all cooked. We will get him in Shem to a baked product. Peyer Shiva Saminim is also not a kvias. Fruit of Shiva Saminim is also not a kvias. However, if one's having it as a bekvias, it would be correct to have it in the sukkah. But leishev basukkah one will only make on bread or the, like we said, cooked mezainis, if he's having it either with friends or this is his meal.
Wine
is not called a kvias. Wine, I mean, it's a wine is a shaila. It's better to, one should eat in the sukkah, but one does not make a bracha. Grape juice, many say, does not have that chashivas of wine. Kiddush is different. Kiddush, it's the start of the suda, and therefore kiddush, one does have to make in the sukkah, and one even makes leishev basukkah by kiddush, even though it's only wine, and that patterns the whole suda. But otherwise, havdalah is a shaila. Could be the mitzvah of havdalah might give chashivas to the wine. That's a shaila. The gedolim were mahada that after havdalah they had mezoinus in the sukkah and they made leishev basukkah. But generally, the bracha leishev basukkah is only made on bread more than a kebeah, and on a cooked mezoinus, if you're eating it with friends or that's your meal, you also make leishev basukkah if it's a kebeah v'oid. Bosa, gvina, dogim, fish, salads, chicken, rice, potatoes, all these things, you do not make leishev basukkah. However, it's correct to eat it only in the sukkah, but we do not make leishev basukkah.
Even though it's
your holy meal, one should have it, especially if it's your meal, you should have it. It's a very strong tzad that you're mechuyav. If it's your meal, you should make sure to have it in the sukkah. But again, the bracha of leishev basukkah, you can only make on bread more than a kebeah, or cooked mezoinis, like we said, when it took the cases that you're eating with your friends, or that's your meal. Now we're going to get to...
If you do what you stressed it by Havdalah, would you make a leishev basukkah in Havdalah, yes, or only when you eat mezoinis? Like
it's a shy to make it before the Hagofen is a shayla because there will be a hefsek.
No, we make it after Hagofen. We make it after Hagofen.
I'm saying
Kiddush.
Yeah, by Kiddush, yeah, because that's part of the Kiddush is part of the Kviyas. You already came.
So if you're doing
Havdalah, it would be better to drink the wine and then have the mezainis to make leishev basukkah, not to be mafsek the leishev basukkah before you drink the wine. Okay, now now we're going to get to the most very common shayla is pasabal bekistin. That is baked products. Baked mezainis, not cooked food, but baked. Pretzels, cookies, cakes, biscuits. So that there's a very, very big shaila, is a kebeah v'oid. It's even a bigger shaila than it is by the cooked food. And a lot of the Mishavuos actually says that the minhag ha'olam is to make leishev basukkah even on just a kebeah, a little more than a kebeah v'oid, a little more than a kebeah of these baked products. Mishavuos questions a lot the minhag. He says it's a questionable minhag, and he says it's not kedai to do it. It's a shaila of a bachel of atala, and therefore he recommends that a person should stay in the sukkah a little bit afterwards, and have in mind, I mean, he doesn't say to go against the minhag. He agrees that the minhag is to make leishev basukkah. However, since the minhag is questionable, it's a shayla bachar vatala. So he says to stay in the sukkah a little bit afterwards. How long is it? It's not clear in the poskim. How long? Stay some time in the sukkah after you eat the mezoinis, and have in mind that the leishev basukkah which you make by the cakes and cookies should go on the sitting of sukkah, because meikra adin we paskin that you could make leishev basukkah just on sitting in the sukkah. We don't do it. The minhag is we only make it when you eat. But since me'ikra adin, you could make leishev basukkah just on staying in the sukkah without eating. Therefore, by passive obkissim, which the minhag is to make leishev basukkah, so therefore Mishavua says, in addition, he says, do the minhag, but stay afterwards. Also, and have in mind that the leishev basukkah should go on that sitting in the sukkah also. Okay, we're gonna continue. In the pasuk over here, kol ezrach bi Yisrael yeshu basukkos. An ezrach means a citizen. Every citizen of Klal Yisrael has to sit in the sukkah. Now, what is meant by ezrach? Says Ramban Mechumish. The ezrach tells us that hoychei drachim are part of a sukkah. A traveler is part of a sukkah. Only someone who is an ezrach, he's fixed in his place. He is chayiv in sukkah. A person traveling is part of. So let's say a person goes on Chol Hamoed. He goes from London to Manchester. And during his travel, it reaches the time that he would usually eat lunch. So he's potter, he can eat his lunch, even though it's a bread meal, which is chayiv in sukkah. He can eat his bread meal in the car, because he's a hoychei drachim, and travelers are potter from sukkah. That is halacha of hoychei drachim. Now we're going to get to...
On an airplane, you can eat out of the sukkah.
If I was going on an airplane, you can eat out the sukkah. Yes. Like a car. A car, a boat, a helicopter, however you go. Hoyche drachim, are part of a sukkah. Bike, if you're going from town to town, you're riding, you're a person riding, you should have a safe trip. If he's going from here to Manchester by bike. In town, you don't have a tour of hoyche drachim. Hoyche drachim is going from town to town.
When you go on an outing.
Is a machlekes or a moshe. I'm sorry?
The only outing, the governor's, whatever it is, there's a sukkah there.
Yeah, if there's a sukkah, for sure you should do it. If there's a sukkah, for sure you should use it. Even though, yeah, even if Halacha Drachim apart from a sukkah, that's only if there's no sukkah. If a Halacha Drachim has a sukkah, he has to eat in the sukkah, even though he's on the way. Now, there is a big machlekes. He's going on a trip. Does that make you a Halacha Drachim? Does that make a Halacha Drachim to part from a sukkah? So machlekes, Reb Moshe and Reb Eliashib. Reb Moshe held you're not considered a Halacha Drachim if you want to go on a trip. A trip does not party from a sukkah. Halacha Drachim is only you're going from town to town. But if you're going just for a leisure trip, you're not called a Halacha Drachim. Reb Eliashib holds that since I'm going at Simchas Yanta, I want to enjoy Yanta, I want to go on a trip. So going on a trip is also called Halacha Drachim. That is the machlekes everyone will ask the local Orthodox rabbi. Now we're going to continue. The last pasuk, Leman, Yedu Doyoseichem, Kivasukoy, Sayshaft, Yes, Bene Yisol, Boyitzi, Oyosim Etzim. Here the Torah gives a reason. It's very unusual. We know we don't, it's machlekes, we look for reasons in the Torah. Here the Torah itself gives the reason why Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Sukkah. And it's very important to know the reason, because since the Torah gives the reason, so in order to be yotze the mitzvah kitikuna, which means b'shlemus, we like to do mitzvahs b'shlemus, we're all getting a beautiful set of avaminim, and this is a mitzvah, the kavana doesn't cost any money. Once you have your sukkah, to think doesn't cost any money. That's how it is. Some mitzvahs have mazel, and some don't. So this is very important. Leman yedu dayoseichem, the Torah gives a reason for the mitzvah. Why does the Torah give us the mitzvah of sukkah? We should know. Hashem sat us in sukkahs when we came out of Mitzrayim. Now what does it mean, Hashem sat us in sukkahs? So that Reb Lezer says, which is how we paskin, that Anani Yaakovit. The Targum brings down the Chumash. Bedul de Yidun Dorechoin, Arebe Metalus, Anani Oisevis Os B'nei Yisrael. Anani Yaakovit. Hashem had special crowds. The Mechazal tell us the Nisim of the crowns, they laundered the clothes, they ironed the clothes, they protected us from all enemies, from all six sides. We had crowns, that's why it says a sukkah lechatchila should have six sides. Obviously, we're not talking about you making the sukkah in the air, because there'd be nothing to stand on. But even when you're making on the ground, it's a hiddur that the ground should not be your floor. You should have a special floor, a floor to be your sukkah. The sukkah should be like the Klal Yisrael, the midwatch had Anani are covered, surrounded from all six sides. Now, what is Taich? When the Torah says we should remember, we should have sukkahs to remember the Anani HaKovod, this is a very machlokes. However, unfortunately, there's a very big misunderstanding in this machlokes. There's a very big machlokes how to understand what it means Anani HaKovod. What kavana are we supposed to have? The Bach says it does not mean Anani HaKovod. It means Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'll give you a marshal. A person goes to Switzerland and he comes back with a penknife. Why does he come back with a penknife with a Swiss flag on it? He doesn't have enough knives at home. No, he wants to remember his trip in Switzerland. So when he sees his knife, that's why it's called a souvenir. In Sionish, souvenir is maskeres. It reminds you of your trip. So he brings back a penknife with a Swiss flag on it to remind him, the Swiss emblem to remind him of his trip in Switzerland. Says the Bach, when the Blazer says Anani HaKovod, he doesn't really mean to remember the Nes Anani HaKovod. He means, by think of the Anani HaKovod, you'll remember, oh, when did we get Anani HaKovod? We got it when we came out Mitzrayim. That will bring you to remember Yisrael. Like a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah wants us constantly to remember Yisrael. That's when we became Avdei Hashem. We became Avodim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim to be his Avodim. And that is the tachlis of the mitzvah sukkah. That's how the Bach learns. The Taz learns, Hashem wants us to remember the nes of the Anani HaKovod. And therefore, the Meshavua brings down that we should be yotze both. When every time you go into the sukkah, you don't have to be mechav in every moment of your yeshiva. But when you come into the sukkah, lav dafka the first night, every time you walk into the sukkah, you should be mechavin to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, and the two reasons, zeicha for Yetzias Mitzrayim and zeicha for Anani HaKovod. Now, a lot of people know there's a machlokes, but people think to be mechavin sukkahs mamish. Now, they're not off the map because Rabbi Kiva holds that. Rabbi Kiva says that sukkahs means real tents, real booths that Klal Yisrael made. However, we don't pass in like Rabbi Kiva. We pass in like a blazer, that's Anani HaKovod, only we have a shaila what Anani HaKovod means, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, there is no mokum in halacha to be mechavin sukkahs mamish. The two kavanas in order to be yotze the mitzvah b'shlemus, it's mekayim the mitzvah together with the mechav and the reason, and that is the two reasons of zeicha l'Yetzias Mitzrayim and zeicha l'Anani HaKovod.
You said about the floor. You need a special floor for
it. Would be a hiddur to have. You get plywood. You can get a. If you have it in your house, you probably have a floor in your house.
Usually floor.
Right, but it's negev if a person. Yeah, that's okay because that's the. It's not on the ground. No, it's only if you make a sukkah, let's say outside on the ground. So then it'll be a hiddur. That your sukkah should have its own floor. It shouldn't be the ground. The ground of the earth should not be the floor of the sukkah.
You said that we should remember both.
Should remember what? Yes.
Because you might as well. Once you're going in, you might as well remember.
What do you might as well? Says machlekes. Not might as well. You need to.
Therefore, you have to mechaber both the tzias mitzrayim and the lanei hakol.
Because we don't know who the halacha is. Maybe like the Bach, the tzias mitzrayim. Maybe like the Taz.
So why can't we throw in Rabbi Akiva's sukkas mamash as well?
Because we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. But we don't. It's not the same money because one is halacha, one is not halacha. Rabbi Lezer is halacha. It's a chiddush. Usually machlekes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. But here is a chiddush. We pass like Rabbi Lezer. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So once we don't pass like it, then there's no mocker until you mechaber. But isn't here that's because there's a sofik, but here there's no sofik. There's no sofik. Once we have a clear halacha, a psak, the Torah paskins halacha, halacha like a blessa, it's an anekov, so there is no mokum in halacha for a bekiva's kavana. But then the bigger problem is, you wouldn't lose out, but most people are thinking to be mecham and sukkas mamish are not being mecham at all. You see, it's mitzvah. They're just thinking of blessing of kiva. They learnt the gemara and sukkah yodarif, that's a machlekes blessing of kiva, and they're being mecham and sukkas mamish rates of kiva, but they're missing out. And according to the Bach, they're missing the kavana. The Mogravon passes like the Bach, that's Yisias Mitzrayim. And that's why those are the two kavanas. Again, it's not ma'akiv, but to be out to the mitzvah b'shlema, since the Torah gives the reason, you have to be mechavan like the reason, like before you do every mitzvah, mechavan to do a mitzvah, and here the reason, which is Yisias Mitzrayim and Anani Akovit. So just to go over what we learned before we end with a beautiful vote from Reb Shlomo Zalman.
Sorry? If God gives you a reason, why should you look for another reason?
No, the Torah gave us the reason. The question
because
is what?
Because you dwelt in these kind of temporary structures.
Well, that's a shaila. What does the Torah mean? We don't know what the Torah means.
But it's very simple. It's a temporary structure, but we build mountains.
That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Why does Rabbi Lezer say different? So you're asking very good. Why does Rabbi Lezer say that the... So you're asking very good. Really, Rashi, which always explains the Parsha Pshat, says clearly, Anani HaKovet. So Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi was one of the Gedolei Rishonim, explains why Rashi thought that was Pshuta Shemeka. Why did Rashi choose to explain the Pasuk, the symbol mean? And he says, because Hoshavti means I did it. Hashem is saying it was some Poel Nisi, it was something which was out of the ordinary. Something which, a heavenly Maisa. Now, if you say that they made themselves their own booths, that's not a heavenly. Of course, we get Siyata Shemaya, everything. Hashem helps us do everything. But why would the Torah should have said, "But Sukkos Yoshvu"? They sat in Sukkos. Why does the Torah say, "I sat Klal Yisrael in Sukkos"? So that's why, right, the Mizrahi explains. That's why the Rashi understood that the simple meaning in the pasuk, there has to be something heavenly which would refer to the Anani HaKovet, which no human being can do. Only Hashem's actions to give us those Anani HaKovet. But that's a very good point. But the Torah gives a reason, and we just don't know what the reason of Torah is, right? And now just go over Bekitza, what we learned. We learned that Basukah is Teshu. Teshu means really to stay. However, it is a hiddur to eat or drink sitting down. It's not a betur. Of course, if you can't sit down, it's not a betur to eat out the sukkah, because like we said, that the most poskim can hold the mitzvah is staying even without sitting, and you still make a leish of a sukkah. However, it would be a hiddur to sit down in order to be out to all the shittas that Teshu and leish of a sukkah, which mean the same meaning, means to sit. We said something else we learned for Teshu. Teshu ke'en taduru, live in the sukkah like you live in a house. Achilas arai, eating or drinking arai's mutter outside the sukkah. One thing I didn't point out before, and that is even though eating and drinking is mutter out the sukkah, as long as it's not part of a meal or a kvias, sleeping is more chomer. And sleeping, even a shinnis arai, even to take a nap, is also out the sukkah. Now, we know a lot of people today don't sleep in the sukkah. And the Ramah already says, the Ramah has a heter for a married man not to sleep in the sukkah, because it's not teshu came to do, it's not normal to live in a different room than your wife. So therefore, even though the Meshavua Paskin, the Achoinim don't Paskin Ayisimah, they say a married man is chayim in the sukkah, but there are a lot of people who do like the Ramah, and a married man does not sleep in the sukkah. However, that is only sleeping at night. That's a sword, it's not the derech to sleep at night, not in the same room as your wife. So if you don't have a sukkah, it's a hiddur, of course, to make a sukkah. There are people who are on the top of their bedroom, they put tzchach and they are yotze, even according to the Ramah. But that would only be a reason of sleeping at night. If a person wants to take a nap in the day, he does not have this heter. It's not the derech. Every time a person takes a nap, he doesn't make sure to go into his bed. A person takes a nap wherever he is. People do it all the time. So therefore, a nap, you don't have this, right? In the shir, people do it by a shir. The shail is, Reb Chaim Kanievsky made sure to stand by Kehelis. Even though for the other Megillus, Rus, Eichel, and Esther, he sat down by Kehelis, he stood because he's worried he'd fall asleep. And if you sleep outside his sukkah, you're over sleeping outside his sukkah. And therefore, sleeping outside his sukkah is also the whole heter of the Ramah. Those who have that heter is only if it's sleeping by night, to take a nap. And therefore, You're not allowed to take even a nap outside the sukkah. The water, so if you see someone out of the sukkah sleeping, you have to wake him up because he's doing an issa. If you see someone doing an issa, everyone is responsible for each other. You have to wake him up. It's only called the issa if you thought that he might fall asleep. That means if a person sat down and yet didn't dream, he dreamed when he's sleeping, but he didn't dream when he was awake that he's going to fall asleep. So therefore, he didn't do an issa. If he knew that he was somewhat tired, he knew there's a possibility that if he sits down, he falls asleep, then he did an issa when he fell asleep. So if a person goes to a shir, depending, of course, how boring the maggid shir is, but if a person has a possibility that he's going to fall asleep at the shir, he has to make sure to stand. Because if he sits down, if he doesn't fall asleep, what could be better? But he makes himself a small sukkah. Everyone will sit in the base of Mesh, and he'll make a sukkah for himself. But if he thinks he might fall asleep, he has to make sure to stand like Abchaim Knievsky did by Kehelis. We went into the Gedorim, what's called Achilas Ari, what's called Achilas Keva. We said the Ezra, Choyche, Dorchem is part of it. We said the Kavala, the Mitzvah. I just want to end off with a beautiful word from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Seid of Shoish Avodah writes, so at every moment a person is out the sukkah, he's over a mitzvah seh or basukkah is teish v'shivas yomim. There's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah 7 days, and every moment that you're out unnecessarily, you're over an aveir. He says if a friend comes to you, you have to right away rush him into the sukkah. Because every moment that unnecessarily you're out the sukkah, you're over a mitzvah. So if Shlomo Zalman asks, he says it doesn't make sense. We just learned there's halacha of teishu kein tadu. A person doesn't stay in his house without going out for a second. So why should there be, if the mitzvah to live in the sukkah is only like you live in your house, so why should it be so chomer that he's not allowed to leave his house for anything which is not extremely necessary? And now Shlomo Zalman explained what the association of Iran. He said, imagine a person would be offered £1 million to stay in his house for a week without going out. Would he do it? Yeah. Anybody would do it?
Yeah.
I think so. I would do it. No, says, huh?
Nobody offered me.
Right?
We did it in COVID.
Right, people did it in COVID. Right? They stayed in the house, didn't go out for anything. Says of Shlomo Zalman, this shows it means that a person has to realize that the mitzvah of sukkah is such a valuable mitzvah. Every mitzvah is so precious, it's worth more than all the money in the world, and that's what he meant. Therefore, it's not a steer of teishu ken to do it. By living in a house as much in the sukkah as much as one can, that is a key of teishu ken to do. Just like in your house, you would stay in there as much as you can if you were getting paid, so too the mitzvah of sukkah should be so valuable by a person. Now, of course, halacha l'maaseh, he said, we don't paskin like this shor shavodah, but it's something to bear in mind, the chashivas of the mitzvah. We don't paskin that you're over, but halacha, but there is a chashivas. Every moment a person is in the sukkah is a gavaldika mitzvah, which the schar is immeasurable.
What is it tonight?
Is it
the
very focus?
The ladies are part of a sukkah. But if they're in the sukkah, they get a mitzvah. The mitzvah says magamo, they're part of it.
Tonight, the very focus is raining.
If it's raining, rain is mitzvah, it's part of Sukkah. First night is different.
The lady eats things that you
said.
What? The designer's things that you said.
If what?
The lady eats designer's things.
Well, we don't make. She could make Leishman's. Same as you. What do you mean she's Mukhoi?